Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sissy and James with your 11 a.m. headlines. In local news, the Queensland Police have launched a new road safety operation to target those speeding or driving under the influence over the Easter school holidays. Operation Easter Break, announced yesterday, will run from Good Friday, March 29th, to April 14th. The operation has been put in place as a result of the high fatalities on Queensland roads in 2024, 16 more than this time last year. Police will conduct large-scale deployment of drug testing teams on roads, monitor speeding, and enforce speed limits. On other police news, the state government has expanded their programs to increase police presence targeted initially at Ipswich and Logan and intended to reduce high-risk offending. People will have the ability to call a mobile police beat into their communities through the program. The expansion builds on Operation Whiskey Unison, which has arrested 11,300 people in the last year.
In national news, casino chain Crown Resorts has managed to retain its license to Victoria's only casino after a 2-year probation period, despite a long line of controversies. Commission Chair Fran Thorne stated that Crown Resorts have abused their privilege in the past, but have improved their practices over the past few years. The Victorian Royal Commission previously found that the casino had breached local laws and its contract with the state through money laundering and links with criminal gangs. Areas along Australia's southeast coast are expected to cop some serious storms and heavy weather soon, according to the BOM. BOM senior meteorologist Sarah Scully said the weather event is caused by the remnants of Cyclone Megan. Parts of South Australia, New South Wales, and Victoria are urged to be aware of flash flooding events. In international news, 12 Palestinians have drowned in Gaza after trying to retrieve US airdrop aid parcels that malfunctioned and dropped into the sea. This comes as the latest of many deaths during aid deliveries in Gaza. UNRWA Commission's Director Julieta Turma said the drowning showed the best way to deliver aid was via trucks run by aid agencies. For your weather today, Brisbane is raining. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. There is no current rating for fire danger, and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to listen back to any headline you missed today.